Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And by the way, we're broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And don't forget, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, we're also saying thanks to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. Our bulk mail haulers doing a great job, Felix and company. Felix, keep it up. And Tom, our suicide jockey, and his buddies out there hauling the gasoline and diesel to the convenience stores and gas stations so that we got gas to roam around with. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social as at Captain's America. You can find us on Twitter as at Captain's America. And the website for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com, where we have a stream over there that's playing live right now. If you can't hear us anywhere else, go over to that website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll be able to hear the show. And our guest, Jenny Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you what, another extremely weird detail has come out about this Highland Park shooter. We talked a little bit about this, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. It's probably a lot of people that go, what the hell are they talking about? But there was a video that came out yesterday that showed this cat dressed up like a woman walking away from the scene.
Well, I said that last night on your show.
Yeah.
He took his weapon, wrapped it in a red blanket, went up the fire escape ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And to the roof, I don't know how many stories it was, it may have been three or four, I have no idea. But anyway, he left the weapon up there. Now, the question is, did he go up there dressed like a woman, or did he change clothes up there? Because when they caught him, he was not wearing that same thing.
Nope.
So that is why this thing is now, they say, that it was weeks of pre-planning that he had done.
Yep.
But, yeah, the guy is a freak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And our governor, God bless him, Ron DeSantis, the journalists have managed to come to his aid and totally debunk Gavin Newsom and the Democratic strategists who are trying to do anything they can to defame Ron DeSantis, and they literally got their butts handed to him yesterday.
Okay, how so?
Well, everything they said was debunked by the journalists down here in our state, plus California, about, well, there's no freedoms, and he's banned free speech, and he's banned books and this, that, and the other. They forgot to tell everybody that CRT is illegal in the state of Florida, unlike California.
Yeah, look, Gavin Newsom's ad is really saying, you know, come join us out here in California where you can keep your freedoms. Well, it's comical on its face.
Mm-hmm.
And how Gavin Newsom has actually run that state, I mean, let's, if for nothing else, let's just talk about taxes. If for nothing else, let's talk about the homeless. If for nothing else, let's talk about the drug use. And then how Gavin Newsom is actually spending money and what he's doing out there without any kind of interaction or, I would say, approval of the voters. Remember all the restaurants that were collapsing because he wouldn't allow them to open, and because of the face mask that people had to wear during COVID. I mean, it's just so, I mean, you can go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, not pretty, not good, and he doesn't have a leg to stand on. If he wants to go up against Florida, fine, go up against it, but we'll debunk him every time he turns around. And by the way, our government yesterday, our people, did show the pictures of the people living on the street and the big messes in the cities and all that stuff. So turnaround's fair play, right?
Correct.
Now, red states are leaving the blue states literally in the dust with their economic gains, with the businesses that are they're just thriving in most of the red states, number one. This is a post-pandemic world right now, but you wouldn't know it to take a look at some of the blue states where they're still not open 100% like we are here.
Well, so many of them, as I just mentioned,
yep.
You know, the way they operate, I mean, as California did during COVID, their businesses collapsed,
mm-hmm.
and there were many that just bailed out and moved. There were several in New York that just left, packed up the business and whatnot, and came down here and opened businesses. So that all goes to economic recovery or lack thereof.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Jeff is going to take us to break, and we'll be right back. Check out Denise at FoundersCode.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO, of course, happens to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. They've been in business over 85 years, and I am one of their customers. Now, I can tell you that GEICO and their website, GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, is a place where you can go. You can get rate quotes off there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also would be more than happy to insure the motorcycle you've got, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. But when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, you will drop the premium to your car down dramatically. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and see what they can do for you. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. All righty. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I'm going to change what I told you here for a second. We're going to go right to the cut right to the chase here. The United Nations put forth a resolution demanding an end to the Russian offensive into Ukraine. Now, that resolution has gone absolutely nowhere so far, correct?
Correct.
I don't know what they're going to do about it, but that's how, the Korean War got started, remember? Well, I don't remember, but that's what I was told anyway.
Well, it's not going to matter. Remember, too, that Russia has veto power at the United Nations, and so does China. So, yeah, kind of doesn't matter.
Okay, I've got a caller here. Let me see what this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning to you, boss. So my name's Anthony. I'm calling from Tampa. I'd like
Anthony.
shed a little light on the whole issue of the media here, who pretty much despises our big governor, because they would love to see this state turn into California.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm saying is because during the pandemic, the media here were the main spreaders of fear-mongering.
Yep.
They're the ones who go into businesses and establishments and report from them, but then at the same time, they're the main enemies of these small businesses, because when they were shedding all this fear-mongering, who were the ones who were going to pay the price? The small businesses.
Right.
So let's not forget, people were enamored with these anchors on the local media here. You need to write them off, because they are our enemies. They are opposed to everything that this country stands for. And small businesses, don't get too overconfident by these news stations coming into your establishment to report from you, because they are the ones who are going to pretty much shut you down when this comes rearing its ugly head again. And I'm talking about another surge of supposed COVID.
Yeah.
So be warned.
Yeah. All right, well, thank
you. Enough.
Thank you very much, Anthony. I appreciate the call. You take care.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, and, you know, he's right about that, because we know that they're sitting there just waiting for the opportunity to push the button again and go, oh, Omicron, or whatever they're going to call it.
Well, yeah, or they're going to take the monkeypox one and advance that one. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, because what was it, a week or so ago, that Biden said that, you know, that we have to be prepared for the next pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's kind of like that hit the airwaves, and it was reported on for about 20 seconds, and then nobody mentioned it again.
That's so right, because the cat got left out of the bag.
Being,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is he being told that the media is ignoring. I mean, it's all terrifying.
Well, you and I both know that this Democratic Party is so corrupt and so desperate to try to come up with something, anything, to try to get votes. We know that. That's why all these illegals are coming in here, because they're going to try to load them up and wax them up on the voter rolls, hand them a voter card and say, here you go, here's your McDonald's card, you vote for the blue guy, or whatever. Because if some of these voting booths, they actually have the Democrats lit up in blue.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at every crisis that we've got going on here in the United States, and I mean just about every one of them, between the lack of law and order, you know, the crime statistics, the education, energy, immigration, I mean, you know, where are the protests and whatnot? Where is all that coming from? It's coming from the left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know how else to put it. That's just where we are.
All right, hold on. We got another call coming in here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on that last caller in regards to what they're going to try in the near future. But how many of Americans, patriotic Americans like myself, are going to comply with this BS that they're going to try to pull on us? This is how we got to beat it. We have to not comply. We have to fight these criminals from left and right. We have to destroy these criminals root and branch, because if you start complying with their BS, they got you. I mean, that's the only way we're going to beat this. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Denise. And, you know, good morning. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, there's some truth to that, but the question is what are you going to do? Are you going to take to the streets?
Well, you know, I think about this virtually every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after the January 6th thing, you know, there's a bunch of patriotic Americans that are really snake bit because of the power of what the FBI and the federal government has done and not done.
Yep.
I'm reminded that those that, you know, went in to the Capitol on January the 6th, are under one set of laws, but let's go back to Code Pink and how many times they were inside the Capitol and interrupting official business and were arrested. They paid, you know, $100 and they got out, and that was the end of it. Medea Benjamin was there constantly. And, you know, how many of those in Hollywood, you know, would go in and interrupt? I mean, do you remember how many people interrupted? Oh, sorry, that was my doorbell. Do you know how many people interrupted the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh? Whatever happened to all those people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, and then we have, like, for immigration, we had a couple of Texas counties yesterday that made a declaration of an invasion.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. And that forces the governor to, I think, take some other kind of action.
Mm-hmm.
But if it ever goes to court, they're going to lose. And they're going to lose because of the interpretation of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as they say, that I think it's under Article 4, that an invasion really means a military invasion. Well, I'm not so sure about that. But even if that is part of the argument that needs to happen, I still cannot believe to this day that we have not declared the drug cartels terror organizations or enemy combatants.
That's true. I don't get that either. Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that hasn't happened.
Yep.
And we're funding it. The United States is funding these people. And because, I mean, the money that these people, these migrants are paying these cartels to get into the United States,
mm-hmm.
that's not coming from, you know, their families down there in Mexico or Guatemala. It's coming from relatives and special interests here in the United States.
Right.
So we're funding these people.
Mm-hmm.
So if we would list the cartels as enemy combatants, that would change the equation. Not to even mention that mm-hmm. we're losing 100,000 people a year to fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a government that doesn't care, and as a consequence, we're a country in crisis. So as far as Mel goes, I mean, I mean, the left gets to use the word revolution all the time. But if the right uses the word revolution, you get a visit from the authorities.
Yeah, that's true, and you got to be careful what you say. Otherwise, they come and knock on the door in the middle of the night. Just ask Roger Stone. He'll tell you. All right, folks, we'll be back with more. Denise Simon D'Amato. I'll be in touch with you later. So have yourself a great day, kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there, check her out. Check out all the different things that she does. I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
The man charged Tuesday with 7 counts of murder for opening fire at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park legally bought 5 weapons. This despite authorities being called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence and suicide, according to police. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart promised that dozens more charges would be sought if convicted. Reinhart said the suspect would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. One day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province, his troops escalated their offensive in the neighboring province on Tuesday. It prompted the governor there to urge a mass evacuation of 350,000 residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, their website is always NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out for more information. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go to be trained to become an aviation maintenance technician. It's a high-paying, in-demand job. It's one that will be a career that will last a lifetime if that's what you want to do. This is not one of those jobs that you go to take that you plan on going anywhere. Reason being is because you're going to get paid a lot of money and you're going to be able to do a lot of great things with the training you get. Now, they have two campuses. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And they have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. In either case, You should call them up. I'll give you the number in a second. And ask to take a tour of one of their facilities or both. Make up your mind by going to both their facilities and then decide where you want to go. So the phone number is 800-659-2080. I'll give you the number again. 800-659-2080. Go there. Check the number. Check out whatever they have to offer in Clearwater, Florida, in Concord, Massachusetts, and then make up your mind accordingly. Now, you will be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people, the loan assistants that will help you either apply for a student loan, if you're not a veteran, or eligible for GI Bill benefits. But those of you that are veterans, of course, if you haven't used your educational benefits, guess what? You will be able to do that. And if you haven't used them before, everything will be covered 100% by your GI Bill. And if you have just a few dollars or whatever left, they'll tell you that too. Then you'll know what you need to do. But at any rate, they will help you at the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu on the website, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour. Now, new details have emerged about the 2020 Bonhomme Richard fire. Remember that? And this is just ahead of the censure of a three-star admiral. Now, the initial response to the July 2020 fire that destroyed the multi-billion-dollar amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard, which was uncoordinated and hampered by confusion as to which admirals should have cobbled together Navy and civilian firefighters. This comes from new information from the then head of the Naval Surface Forces. They didn't bring any civilian firefighters on board to fight this fire. They could have done that. And they didn't have enough of their own people to fight it either. And it wound up destroying the ship. So there you have the rest of that story. Now, Pearl Harbor, the fuel leak at Red Hill, which poisoned some 6,000 people, including Navy, Army, and Air Force families, and forced many to evacuate their homes for hotels. We're now hearing that multiple errors, one after the other, led to the fuel leak to begin with. That's not over yet either. Now, as the situation in Ukraine grows more dire, the Air Force is rushed to find troops who could pass the Ukrainian language proficiency test because none of the U.S. Air Force's linguists spoke Ukrainian. And then Russia invaded. Compliment of, what do we do now, folks? I think they may have the situation somewhat under control now, but it wasn't for quite a while. Now, the U.S. Army has opened up the competition to design and build prototypes to its Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle replacement, releasing a request for proposals to industry by July 1st on the government contracting website. I'm curious to see what they come up with to replace the Bradley. And actually, I thought the Bradley was okay to begin with, but I guess not. So they're going with something different. By the way, in case you haven't heard, World War II Medal of Honor recipient Herschel W. Woody Williams, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, will be lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said I'm not sure when that starts, but when it does, we'll see it and hear about it, I'm sure. Now, here's an interesting piece of information. The Army will no longer rotate tank units into Korea. The tanks that are there are staying. So what they're going to do is they'll rotate the personnel, just not the tanks. Now, NATO is also touting country pairings as a key to defending the eastern flank. What they're talking about here is NATO officials at the Madrid summit revived a Cold War era concept of spelling out which alliance countries are responsible for securing specific vulnerable European members situated close to Russia. I'm sure we're going to hear more about that in the days and weeks to come, if by nobody else than by Russia. They are not going to like that. Now, the U.S. is sending the Ukraine advanced air defense weapons as part of their $820 million package that they've got coming. The Pentagon announced $820 million in new Ukraine military aid that includes the advanced mid- to long-range air defense systems and counter-artillery radars to respond to Russia's heavy use of the long-range strikes of missiles that they're firing at them. They're going to try to take them down further away from the target, which is a great idea. Hopefully they can master that quickly. Also, special operations veterans are training Ukrainians near the front lines in the fight against Russia, despite warnings from the Pentagon. I've been told that they are in country with these Ukrainian combat units. We'll see. God help us if we lose one American because of this. Now, the phone data from last year's raid, along with a laptop, USB sticks, and a motherload of documents, is now proving critical to an explosive case that's gained newfound urgency in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and it's fueling operations about the extent to which Moscow's influence came to permeate in the European nation, namely Austria. There's one for you. They're being dragged into this, too, because of the information that they seem to have. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Your watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, will be a part of the program when we get back. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we will be back with more right after this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yahoo! And before I get started with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular the Moss Acura dealership here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. So it's all in the family when it comes to Moss. And let me tell you something. If you haven't driven the Acura lately, you ought to go take a look at it. It's a beautiful car. They've got them come a long way, baby, as they like to say. And remember, Moss is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, all first responders, as well as church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them. Now, their Moss Care for the life of the vehicle is also something that's very appreciative. People love it because you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. It's all good. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. .com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
As you know, I watch the price of oil and gasoline every day as part of what I have to do with the truckers that we talk to. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened to gasoline and oil and diesel yesterday, between now and yesterday?
Yeah, we had oil drop almost 10%. It was below $100 a barrel. And there's some expectations because of the economic slowdown that, the, you know, again, this is how oil trades. It's based upon a futures market and what people see happening, you know, down the road. And they feel that if the economy slows, there's going to be less demand for oil, and that's why the prices have come down.
Gasoline at the refinery also dropped 10%. It's down to $3.33 a gallon. It hasn't been that cheap in over a year, number one. Number two, diesel dropped 9.37% to $3.60 a gallon. Hasn't been that cheap in over a year. Now, these are the prices without adding in the tax, adding in the delivery, and all that other sort of stuff. But
yeah,
it could be a sign of things to come. Until I found out that little Joe Boy Biden, okay, rather than try to help the Americans out and store this stuff or put it back into the strategic reserve, which they've taken millions of gallons from so far, is selling the finished product overseas.
Well, again, this is part of the whole Ukraine-Russia fiasco and, you know, helping Europe out, because I think things are bad here. I mean, there was actually one of the major German unions came out and said, unless we get our energy prices down, that entire industries within Germany might go kaput. And Europe's in a much, much more difficult situation than we are, and we agreed to help them out. Again, it's their own damn fault because they decided to rely upon Russia rather than, you know, diversify their energy sources. And, yeah, it's one of the reasons why that this that's the case.
Well, I hate to see our neighbors go without, and I hate to see our neighbors lose industry, but we need to think about the United States numero uno real quick, or we're going to be in the same boat.
Again, we always got to think about ourselves, but you know, the reality is that we have a bit of a global economy.
Mm-hmm.
And if those industries over there go down, it's going to be a ripple effect because they make certain items and chemicals, for example. We don't really have the chemical industry that we used to have. We get a lot. That's a big thing over in Germany and some of these European places that we need these chemicals. There's just a myriad of things because the world is so interconnected. And that's the reason why we have issues. I mean, so, you know, how connected we are to China. You take a look at some of the problems we've had with bottlenecks and whatnot, simply because that's the way that the global economy works. And, you know, something can happen halfway around the world and it can affect what's going on over here. Listen, I think that they're going to have to, you know, come up with other ways. Europe is finally, they're opening up some coal-fired plants and they're trying to do some other things to diversify to some degree. It's still a situation right now where it's going to be difficult moving forward.
And before I move on, there's also another statement that was made yesterday by the Treasury Department. The Fed, who funds the futures markets, now implies that the Fed will have to halt their interest rate hikes well short of the 4% that was priced in just a few weeks ago. We heard about it. And indeed, of course, people are talking about that the Fed is cutting taxes next year to avoid a deep recession.
Again, there's been some thought about that. Yeah, because, you know, we're starting to see commodity prices drop and things starting to drop off a bit. We don't haven't really had it in food yet. We need to have that, and it really needs to come down. But you know, if we get to a point in time where, you know, we start to see inflation come back more in line with where they want it to be, then they might not need to hike as much as they need to. Again, you know, sometimes the greatest cure for inflation is high prices. People start pulling back on their spending just because stuff is too expensive. And, you know, that's a part of it as well.
Well, is it true that the 3.6% unemployment level is expected to remain the way it is, and in so would actually be a plus that might help us from not suffering as much with an inflation coming our way?
This period of time is very, very unique as far as my experience with recessions and slowdowns, because You know, to me, one of the most, the worst things you can have with an economy is people not able to find work, not able to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fall out of bed and get a job today. And, you know, even if you're in a situation where, guess what, inflation is starting to bite, well, you know what, you can get a side gig or you can work a little bit on the weekend to help cover some of those costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that dire where you can't find something else, you can't help your own situation out. It is unique in that sense. Certain companies are going to be laying off. They're going to be cutting back to some degree. But with the amount of job openings that we have in the United States, those companies that are kind of rejiggering their staffing, those people that are laid off, they shouldn't have much trouble finding anything new.
Now, we haven't talked a lot about this, about the precious metals, and this isn't exactly at the top of the list, but it is something that people do rely on. It's called copper. The 16-month low price for the metal could indicate that there's a recession right around the corner. That's one of the indicators.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about the price of copper's come down. It's involved in a lot of many industrial uses, including electronics. There's some talk in regards to that as well. Starting to see the situation. We still have a difficult time getting the chips. But they think that once that supply is served to some degree, they think that, that whole arena, the prices should come down. So, we're going to see moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, a key market signal of recessions was tripped yesterday, and that was the yield curve. It inverted.
Yeah, it happens from time to time, and, people look to it and say, okay, yield curve inverted, well, therefore, guess what? Then, we're going to be in a recession. It's happened before, where that's been the case, and some people point to it. We don't know. Do I think that, more than likely we'll have slower economic growth in the second quarter? Yeah, we could go negative in the second quarter. Would that mean we're in a recession? Well, it basically kicks off one of the major criteria. But it's up to these economists at the NBER. And my thing is I don't know if they're going to call it if the jobs market is as good as it is.
Oh, and there's one other thing. Factory orders have jumped as inflation is staying hot right now. But it looks like as if the factory orders are definitely running high. Demand for the goods in general remains very high.
The factory orders came out. It's strong. It's not like it was before. It's coming more in line and check. We'll see. We'll see moving forward. Again, there's still some bottlenecks that have to be dealt with, and we'll find out.
Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. I think we covered a lot of bases this morning, some things that the people definitely wanted to hear about. So I appreciate your expertise. Have yourself a great day and stay warm. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go to that website, check it out. And by the way, he's on many of these same radio stations we're on every weekend. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.